Our third speaker, Dr. David Gustafson. He's a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He is the director of the Center of Excellence in Cancer Communication. And so today we're going to hear about an interface between nursing and technology, specifically the CHESS project as it's applied to asthma. Thank you.
I've got a new goal in life, and that is to be able to talk faster than Professor Jamat. I don't think I have half a chance. It's a pleasure to be with you guys today to talk a little bit about the work that we're doing within CHESS. CHESS is a name standing for Comprehensive Health Enhancement Support System, and it's an umbrella term that includes a lot of different computer systems, basically all of them intended to help patients and family members cope with serious illness. And so we're doing work, for instance, some of our cancer work is related to lung cancer patients and their caregiving spouses, where the computer systems that we develop really are intended to carry the spouse through the first anniversary after the death of the patient, and so help them cope with the caregiving that goes on while the patient is alive, and also with the bereavement that takes place afterwards. And some of our other work in addiction focuses on how we can combine nanotechnology with computer systems, with all sorts of other kinds of technology to help patients and family members cope with heroin addiction. The study I'm going to talk with you about today is one that engages a number of tremendous people. Many of them listed on this sheet here, included, as you can tell, a number of people from the field of nursing. You can tell by my age that I'm the I'm the grandfather of the five most wonderful kids that you can imagine, and two of them have asthma. Connor is about 8 years old now, and it's been an interesting experience, is one way to put it, to see him go through his life and to see him claw for air as he reaches up his mother's shirt when he can't breathe. It's been interesting to see my daughter back a physician into a corner in an emergency room and yell at him to have him get his act together. It's been interesting to see how protective they are of Connor, and to the extent that he's now afraid to interact with other kids. And it's been interesting to see what a difference a nurse can make in the life of their family. Kathleen Chenovich, one of the people that whose name was up there, came into their life 2 years ago. And it has been tremendously impactful on how he has grown and how the family's grown. But Kathleen needs to sleep, and Kathleen works her tail off as a nurse practitioner and as a case manager. And I have seen in so many cases during our research together how hard she works and how much she cares. And I wish there were more Kathleens, and I wish there were more money to pay for Kathleens, but there aren't. And so what we need to do is find a way to use technology, at least that's our view of things, to help my daughter, to help my son-in-law, to help my grandchildren, and to help Kathleen. The CHESS system is basically built around the idea that what we want to do is to improve the quality of life of its users. And basically, it's built around the idea of self-determination theory, where what we think we can do with computer technology is to improve competence, relatedness, and autonomy. And by doing that, what we can do is give hope, meaning, success, and a feeling of being loved, strangely enough, through a computer, and as a result of that, to improve quality of life. CHESS is high touch in the sense that there are a lot of services intended to help a person get closer to other people who are going through the same thing that they are, as well as being a high-tech system. And so it's the intent here is to help it be more effective in helping its users learn and to you know, help them deal with a range of topics and help them become more informed in such a way that they can improve their quality of life. And CHESS really, while it has a lot of different services, more than are up on the screen here, there are some I just want to touch on. Basically, currently it's a PC-based system, laptop-based system that provides a lot of questions and answers to a lot of questions, articles that might be useful to people, resources that they can use to, for instance, find out what it's going to be like to go through a certain kind of treatment and how to get the most out of it. On a social support side, which turns out to be one of the two most important parts of the system, you can write messages to experts and get back answers in 24 hours. Discussion groups where you can write messages to other people who are going through the same thing you are, reading personal stories of other people who've gone through it, and then a series of interactive learning tools. One of the things that surprised us recently is we've recently added a bunch of cognitive behavior therapy programs into CHESS. Before we added them in, 85% of the use of CHESS was in discussion groups. Now 40% of the use of CHESS is on the CBT programs, aimed at people, helping people relate more healthily to each other and helping them cope with the difficult sometimes traumatizing fears that they cope with. So it's been incredible to see what happens when we've added in some of those interactive learning tools. I'm not going to go through this stuff. If you guys, I mean, you're nurses for heaven's sakes, and so you know much more about asthma than I do. And you know that it's largely preventable. I wish my daughter did when it first started happening to her. You know that there are all sorts of triggers that cause these things and all sorts of medications that can help tremendously. The problem is that a lot of our patients don't. They don't know these things, and because they face a situation where the triggers that people face are beyond their control, where medications that they know they're supposed to be taking have such dramatic negative effects on the kids that they avoid giving it to them, and you know about this stress and depression, and especially the impacts in the area of poverty. So what are we trying to do in our research? Well, what we're trying to do is to take CHESS a step further by using it as a vehicle for more effectively integrating patients and family members and case managers together in one overall system that can make most effective use of the resources that they have. And what we're interested in doing is seeing whether or not it's possible for these kinds of systems to improve medication adherence and improve asthma-free days and to improve some of those negative side effects of asthma, such as missed school days and missed work days. You can tell that I tend to try to build most of my research around my personal life experiences. It's a way I think that I can more effectively be a researcher, but also a father and a husband and a grandfather. And so one of the things that I need to do in my research is very much personalize it by the experiences that we go through. And so a lot of our research is spent really trying to understand who our customers are and what our customers are going through. And a lot of that is through formal needs assessments, but a lot of that is through visits to the homes of people and just experiencing what it's like. We've used, in addition to doing careful needs assessments, we really have worked hard to try to help the case managers help us develop these particular systems. As I've mentioned, in CHESS you find stuff like the interactive discussion groups that take place. Here's a couple of slides that just came out of a discussion. You know, one woman wrote, classic crisis mode brings me here. Our challenge is the effect of steroids that they're having on my daughter's behavior. My brain feels like it's going to explode, so any coping suggestions would be greatly appreciated. And then another mother writes back, steroids cause very bad mood swings in my son, having a special place where he can go to settle down, special place with a CD player, soft music, punching pillow, timer. When time's up, I ask if he feels better, and most of the time he does. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you a couple of different pictures of what this chess thing looks like. First, from a case manager's perspective, one of the things that happens is that the case manager can use chess as a vehicle for seeing how their patients are doing, but also how their family members are doing. It can keep track of what has happened, like when they made phone calls, and they can click on and update it. If you see, phone calls would be the fourth column over, and you can see that they can get more detail here in terms of updates on what happened during the phone calls. Check-in is a part of chess where people, when they go onto the system, enter in information about how things are going for them. You know, has the kid missed any school days? Have you missed any work and things like that? Remember, this is for the parents of kids with severe asthma. And then also case manager mail, where they're writing email messages back and forth to the patients, and then various notes that they keep track of in terms of what's been going on. Chess, if you were to take all the information about asthma that's in there and put it together in a book, you'd have about 1,500 pages of information. And so one of the problems with the chess, of course, is it's hard to navigate now. There's so much stuff in it that it's hard to know exactly where best to go. And one of the things that we wanted the case manager to do, because she didn't have anything else to do, was give her more work, and therefore ask her to sort of guide the families and the kids into different parts of chess that'll address the needs that they have. Here's an example of a front page. You see in the middle where it says Alicia's picks. In this particular case, Alicia is the case manager. And what Alicia has done is she has picked out a series of things that within chess that she thinks might be useful for the mother of this particular kid to deal with, such as managing asthma at school. The goal of this parent up there is to keep the kid up to date on their schoolwork. That's what they want to have out of the asthma program. And so Alicia's picks here are really aimed at helping the person achieve that goal. Over here you can see that the case manager has left four messages for the mom. There's some special links that have been set up to take the mom into special parts of chess that might be particularly helpful for them. Also some stuff outside of chess on the web. There's a reminder system and a calendar, and then up here on the left-hand side are various kinds of services that chess has to offer. As I said before, when they check in, they answer a series of questions. Like the first question here is related to any events that have taken place with the kid in the past week. On the bottom, ask what has happened recently as far as various triggers that have bothered them and so on like that. And then how they've done in terms of medication adherence. Based on the information that they put in, they get a lot of feedback back in terms of what, if you've missed a dose of your medication, then what it'll do is it'll say, well, why was that medication non-adherence, why did it take place, and then give them some feedback on what they can do about that. It focuses a lot in terms of the goal that the parent has and gives them a lot of links to information that might be helpful to them. It's also got a kids' corner, and the kids' corner has turned out to be pretty popular. There are some games in there that kids can use to learn more about asthma and how to manage it. And there's also a number of videos that'll teach the kids how to use, for instance, their medication and to learn about triggers that they might be facing and to learn what an action plan is and all sorts of other kind of stuff. So where are we on this particular research? Well, we're in the midst of recruiting 400 patients for our work. Our hypotheses are that we think we can make a big difference in symptom-free days, rescue-free days, medication adherence, unscheduled visits to the doctor, and so on. I won't go through this particular model. So far, as of September 1st, about a month ago, we've enrolled 227 patients. It's up to over 250 now. And the medication possession ratio, yeah? You know what I mean by that? It's if you take a look at how much, if a person were to be using medication over a period of time, how much would have been ordered from a pharmacy versus how much was ordered. Medication medication possession ratio for the subjects that we have in the study is running around 60%. Most of the kids are by a little bit are boys. Less than 8 years old for most of them. About a quarter of them are single. Of the parents are single parents. Severity of asthma, you can see here, has been pretty significant for these folks. For instance, 48% of the kids are experiencing sleep disturbance, 52% activity limitations in the past week, and so on like that. So we think that we've got an interesting study with a large proportion of people from underserved populations. We're recruiting a lot from Head Start and things like that. And over the next couple of years, it'll be fascinating to see whether we can, in fact, help Connor, Lori, and Kathleen. Thanks.